Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and beloved, God is in the miracle-working business. Greetings, dear brothers and sisters. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message I've entitled Conquering Canaan. And God placed this on my heart as I went into the Word of God, that there were 8 traits or characteristics that we need to possess to walk in victory and joy and overcoming power in our lives. Just as God equipped Joshua and that generation to enter Canaan, that land which God promised to them, to their forefathers, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land in which they did not have to build the cities and start from scratch, but there were already established vineyards and fruit-bearing trees and cities and accommodations that they could just conquer and move into, besides the wealth and the spoil that they gained from those whom God had instructed to remove them utterly because of their own wickedness. God had dealt with them, and they had refused to obey, and so in His time, He was allowing God's people to move into that good and that fruitful land. And this is a spiritual parallel for us. The New Testament tells us we have exceeding great and precious promises. And in order for us to really experience them, you know, some of you listening to me today, you're discouraged. You know what the Word says. Some of you walk with the Lord for many years, and yet you've encountered some difficulties and trials in your life right now that you're heavy in heart and you're heavy in spirit, and you know you love God and you know the reality and the truth of His Word, but you're discouraged. And right now I want to pray to rebuke that discouragement, because the enemy will come and do everything he can to prevent us from moving into our inheritance, that rightful inheritance that God has promised to us. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. There are things that God has promised you, things that He wants to see realized and established in your lives. And the enemy has done everything he can to try to defeat you, to try to turn you aside, to try to speak through other voices, to present a negative, doubting, verbal attack against your most cherished dreams and desires, just as the 10 spies spoke in the hearing of the children of Israel. Oh, we can't do that. We can't go into the land. It's a good land. There's no question of that. Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. We brought back some of the fruit. However, there are giants there, and they're too much for us. We were as grasshoppers in their sight. Beloved, I want to come against that spirit of discouragement right now and that spirit of unbelief. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, You've placed on my heart that we must, in order to even make plans to inherit our possession, to cross that Jordan River, we're going to have a conquering spirit. We're going to have the boldness of a lion, for the righteous are as bold as a lion. And Father, I come against that discouraging, defeated spirit that the enemy would bring against Your beloved. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. I command in the name of Jesus that discouragement, that depression, that unbelief to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank You for the faith of God being stirred in their hearts right now. I thank You that shackles are dropping off. I thank You, Lord, there's a hope arising, and there's a freedom and a liberty to walk in the Spirit of God. And Father, where they need answers, You will provide. Lord, You're a good God. You don't upbraid us for asking for wisdom. And You said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So Father, in their behalf right now, I'm asking that You would give them that wisdom that they need to succeed, to move forward, to see answers, to see victory over the work of the enemy. And so, Father, I thank you that in the spirit, the work is being accomplished right now. You're ministering angels. Minister to the heirs of salvation. I thank you that spiritual warfare against them is broken. They shall see breakthroughs. They shall see joy. They shall be able to praise you. And they shall have a conquering spirit, boldness to know that you are true, what you have promised to them. You're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. And Father, I thank you right now that that anointing of God shall come upon them from the top of their head to the soles of their spirit, that anointing which will destroy every yoke in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for it. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Now, we have to hear the word of the Lord again, and I'm going to read it. I'm still on the first point, a conquering spirit. What happened? Moses died. The Lord told Joshua, you arise and you go into, and all this people, into the land which I, present tense, give thee. Right now, beloved, God is not promising his promises, his goodness for some future time. It's for now. We know heaven is going to be a place of joy unspeakable, of delights. God's going to wipe away every tear. We don't need his promises in heaven. We need them right now. We need them in this difficult. We're in tribulation, brother and sister. Maybe not the great tribulation, although some are saying that. However, we know that Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation. And so there's opposition, there's hindrance, there's trial, there's trouble on every hand. But just like the early church, they overcame, even though they laid down their lives, most of them, the apostles all, but John did not go the pathway of a martyr. Nonetheless, they overcame and were victorious, just as we can overcome and be victorious, as Christians around the world are doing, those who are on the front lines, those are laying down their lives for the cause of Christ. Oh, beloved, we have a marvelous heritage, and God is with us to give us victory, to assure us of our success. And as we look at the Word of God, what does he tell? He tells Jacob, he says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. You see, the things God has promised, he's not a liar. He will do it. Maybe in not the time frame that we want or in the manner in which we would like him to do it, but he is faithful. His ways are higher than our ways, his thoughts than our thoughts. He's just telling you and I today, just as he told Joshua thousands of years ago, brother and sister, be strong and very courageous. Do all that my word tells you to do. Don't turn to the right hand, don't turn to the left. And the word of God, the law, the book of the law, shall not depart out of your mouth. Meditate on it. Do all that is written therein. It's not just those that hear the word, those that are blessed, indeed. It is those that hear and do the word of God. For he says in verse 8, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? What's he's commanding us today? The very same thing. Be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. And I just feel, I want to stop. I take authority over the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. The enemy will come in so many ways, sometimes outright assaults, other times very subtly, to bring in disquiet, to bring in fear and anxieties and stress. And I rebuke that, Father, in Jesus' name. I speak deliverance, that we shall be and obey exactly as Joshua did the word of the Lord to us. Praise God. We see in God's word, as he opens the pages of Scripture, that which God gave to Moses, the first five books, we see that God chose men. He created man in his own image. And then as the story unfolds, we go into Exodus and we see God redeeming men. He brought them out of Egyptian bondage, out of slavery to sin. Why did he release them? As was told to Pharaoh, so that they may worship me. In Leviticus, God is calling to man. In Numbers, God is speaking to man. In Deuteronomy, he's commanding man. And what happens in Joshua? That's been a chronological step. He's revealing himself. He gives deliverance. He calls to get our attention. He speaks to us. He gives us a direct command. And then to Joshua, we see that God enables us to conquer because of what Jesus has done. In the book of Joshua, God conquers through men. And in our own lives, we will see as we hearken to the word of the Lord that we will have that same boldness, that same authority, that because God's no respecter of persons. We have to understand, beloved, if we see limitations, it's what we have limited God. Just as the children of Israel, they limited the Holy One of Israel. They tempted him in the wilderness. They did not believe him. And we are prone to the same errors, the same sin of unbelief. Let us lay aside every sin and this every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. What is that? Unbelief. We sometimes think that our situation is so difficult, or that it is so unusual, it is so exceptional, that somehow God's going to make an exception. Well, beloved, that's not the case. He knows what you're going through. Trust him right now. Believe him. Hear what Romans 8:37 says. We are more than conquerors through Christ. We are more than conquerors in him. We are, as a generation, in this time in which we're living, to be a conquering generation, that we are to be victorious in our own lives, that we are to be the manifested sons of God. We should have no tolerance for the devil's schemes. We're just as the children of Israel were to totally destroy the Jebusites, the Amorites, all the ites of that land. So are we to take authority over all of the demonic attacks and strategies against us, and we're to proclaim God's kingdom, to occupy until he comes, because, beloved, the king is returning. Praise God. He is coming to set up his kingdom. It's already within us. He set it up within our hearts. Aren't you glad for that? Oh, I love the Lord, and I just sense God's anointing. And beloved, my heart, my prayers are with you every day. My radio family, I pray for you. My UCM partners, how dear you are to my heart, especially those that are right and give me an update on current situations in their lives. Beloved, I believe in prayer. I'm more committed to prayer than I've ever been. And I invite you to write, share those prayer requests, whether by email, whether by letter. By email, I will confirm, receive, and pray. But if you wish a letter of ministry, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you. I thank you for joining me. I ask for your continued prayers. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.